Exclusive: ZOA slams Biden's push for Palestinian major terrorist state, likens to final solution. By Joshua Klein on February 1, 2024. Israelis, like Americans, would never support a jihadist state on their border. According to Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, head Morton Klein. He slammed the Biden administration on Thursday for its continued push for the creation of a hostile Palestinian state, arguing it would be a major terrorist state, and comparing the existential threat it would pose to Israel to the final solution to exterminate the Jews of Europe. Klein, who has headed the nation's oldest pro-Israel organization for over three decades, told Breitbart News he denounced recent reports of the Biden administration's insistence on Palestinian statehood recognition as an outcome of the war initiated by Hamas. The U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews and the elimination of the Jewish state through relentless jihad, was elected by Palestinians and has governed the Gaza Strip for over 17 years. The Palestinian state solution could be the final solution, Klein said, referring to the plan implemented by the Nazis during World War II for the systematic genocide of Jewish people, whom the Nazis categorized and targeted based on their racial ideology. The final solution to the Jewish question, or what became known simply as the final solution, led to the murder of 6 million Jews in what is now known as the Holocaust. After seeing Israel giving the Arabs a mini-state in Gaza turn into a mini-terrorist state, why can't everyone in this U.S. administration see that giving the Arabs a larger state in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, and Gaza, run by paid-to-slay terrorist dictator Mahmoud Abbas, will turn into a major terrorist state? The ZOA leader questioned. Related: multiple pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt Nancy Pelosi's speech in Seattle. In 2005, Israel completely disengaged from Gaza, uprooting 8,000 Jews and razing existing Israeli settlements, effectively giving Gazans virtual autonomy over the coastal enclave. Palestinians largely viewed the move as a retreat under violent pressure, reinforcing groups like Hamas who claimed their tactics were effective. The perception likely influenced Hamas's electoral victory in early 2006, as they campaigned on having expelled Israel through force. Post-withdrawal, attacks on Israel persisted, with terrorists firing missiles at and carrying out of suicide bombings against civilian population centers within the Jewish state. The radical Palestinian Authority, established to govern the Palestinian territories, openly supports terror activities against the Jewish state, promotes anti-Israeli sentiments through media and education, and is reported to have allocated nearly $3 million to families of deceased Hamas terrorists as part of a program compensating those involved in terrorist acts, with additional funds for the families and imprisoned members. This payout is part of the Pay for Slay initiative, officially termed the Martyrs Fund, wherein financial rewards are granted for carrying out terrorist attacks, with higher compensation for more destructive acts. According to Klein, not only is giving the Muslim Arab terrorists a state on Israel's longest border an act of rewarding the October 7th terrorist massacre, which will promote even more Arab terror and be controlled by Iran, but it will also endanger Israel's very existence. Would we Americans be supportive of an Abbas/Hamas/Iran state on our northern or southern border? Never, he concluded. Previously, Klein described former President Barack Obama as a monstrous and dangerous Jew hater and Israel hater who must be condemned, delegitimized, and removed from polite society, who he accused of falsely and outrageously legitimizing the unspeakable Hamas horrors with his grotesque, anti-Semitic, and dangerous remarks against Israel, all while being the primary person making decisions for the Biden administration. His comments followed Obama telling his former staffers that all of us are complicit to some degree in the violence in Gaza, as he appeared to describe a moral equivalence between Hamas murdering Israelis and the Israeli occupation of Gaza. Klein's recent remarks come as the largely failed two-state solution for solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, vehemently rejected by both sides, is still being pushed by President Biden, who insists that it is the only way to ensure long-term security for both Israelis and Palestinians in a new post-Hamas Gaza. Biden's insistence stands despite the recent October 7 massacre, which saw the Hamas terrorist group perpetrate the deadliest attack against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust. The massacre saw the torture, rape, execution, immolation, and abduction of hundreds of Israeli civilians, as well as widespread Palestinian support for it. The large-scale slaughter, which drew parallels to scenes from the Holocaust, resulted in roughly 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken, of which nearly 140 remain in Gaza. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has even reportedly asked the State Department to review options for a unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state at the end of the war between Hamas and Israel, in what would be a major break from past U.S. policy, and from Israel. The so-called two-state solution, which calls for the creation of a Palestinian state, ostensibly in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and some eastern sections of Jerusalem, in exchange for the terror-supporting Palestinian Authority ending its conflict with Israel and living at peace with the Jewish state, has long proved to be an abject failure. Despite the numerous proposals, every Israeli attempt to offer land concessions for a Palestinian state has been met with terror waves. After years of failed negotiations and Israel's disastrous evacuation of the Gaza Strip, which resulted in Hamas's takeover of that territory and repeated rocket attacks from there, a growing share of Israelis have grown more skeptical of a two-state solution, largely rejecting any withdrawal from the West Bank, according to a Pew Research Center survey which took place prior to October 7, 2023. Since the October 7 massacre, Israelis, even more so, overwhelmingly no longer desire a two-state solution. Additionally, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed that he will not allow Palestinian state as long as he remains in office. On Wednesday, David Friedman, the U.S. ambassador to Israel under President Donald Trump, warned that recognition of such a state would be even more devastating to Israel than the attacks of October 7. Not to mention rewarding terrorists for their brutality. Unconscionable, he exclaimed. In another post, he explained that a Palestinian state in Gaza and the West Bank imposed by the United States would create an armed terrorist entity of greater threat than what Israel faces now in Gaza. Last week, Rabbi and author Shmuley Bodich also equated the formation of a Palestinian state with the final solution, warning that President Joe Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken's increasing pressure on Israel for a two-state solution will irreversibly damage the Jewish state. Palestinian state? The original League of Nations Palestine mandate was 80% Transjordan, given by Winston Churchill to the Hashemites as a reward for their support during World War I. That is the actual Palestinian state, and it has more than 3.5 million Palestinian citizens, he argued. Related, pro-Palestinian protesters throw baby dolls covered in fake blood at White House. Insisting there is no possibility of Israel's continuity with a Palestinian state alongside it, he noted that Gaza is in nearly every sense a Palestinian state. They have their own army, foreign policy, economy, police force, and it was all born out of free elections in 2006 that brought Hamas to power in the Palestinian legislature, he wrote. Why would we believe that any Palestinian state will turn out any differently? He added. In November, Dutch right-wing politician Geert Wilders caused an uproar after declaring that the country of Jordan should be considered the true national homeland for the Palestinian people, given that it has a majority Palestinian population and integrating Palestinians into Jordan could lead to a more stable regional situation, as the Hashemite Kingdom has successfully integrated Palestinian refugees. The right-wing firebrand, who won the recent election in the Netherlands and has vowed to become the next Dutch prime minister, has long argued that the conflict between Palestinians and Israel could be resolved through the recognition of Jordan as a Palestinian state. Previously, former U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson suggested the creation of a Palestinian state in Egypt in order to distance Israel from threats posed by it. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.